All right, Brooke, you're going for 5 wins in a row today. And you're going to be playing Jolie in Renton. What's up, Jolie?
Hi, guys.
Hi, hey. Jolie. You know, it's a big day here in the studio.
Yeah?
It's somebody's birthday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Not sure. Nope. Trying to figure it out still.
Oh, wow.
Well,
happy birthday.
Thank you. But this isn't about me. This is about Brooke.
Oh, man. We all know that's not true. We like everything about you. Okay, I'm leaving the studio.
Sending Brooke out of the studio. Jolie, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. And you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I don't think I'm ready. I can't get my paper open. There we go. All right, your time starts now. Which former Seahawks player just announced he'll be retiring for the second time?
Beast Mode.
In 1977, a popular office product was created called Press and Peel. Today it's known as what?
Play-Doh.
At over 169 square miles, what's the largest island in Washington?
San Juan.
In 1984, what president won the White House with the most electoral votes ever?
George Bush.
At a restaurant, what number indicates that they are out of a particular dish?
86.
Okay, bring Brooke back into the studio. So, Jolie, where do you work?
I work at Starbucks.
Oh, you do?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Making coffee?
No, in the headquarters. I've been a barista before, but yeah, I work in technology.
Oh.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
So you make like
fun times.
E-coffee?
What's that?
You make e-coffee?
That's right.
iCoffee? Is it eCoffee or iCoffee? I don't know. I have no idea. All right, Brooke is back in studio with her headphones on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your time starts now. Which former Seahawks player just announced he'll be retiring for the second time?
Pass.
In 1977, a popular office product was created called Press and Peel. Today it's known as what?
Post-its.
At over 169 square miles, what's the largest island in Washington?
Would be.
In 1984, what president won the White House with the most electoral votes ever?
What year?
1984.
Reagan.
At a restaurant, what number indicates that they are out of a particular dish?
Number? 0.
What animal is known as a sea cow?
Walrus.
Send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
I love being a boner.
Bolaños.
Jolie, you did good. You got 2 correct today.
All right.
Not too bad. And Brooke, all I want for my birthday is for you to win this match. Did you do it?
I don't know.
You got 3 correct.
Okay.
You did it.
Well,
thank you.
I'm going to take the expensive gift that I bought you and return it to the store.
Brooke wins. Jolie, you didn't get $100.
Dang it.
Yeah.
All right, next time.
Yeah. Let's go over the answers, though. Which former Seahawks player just announced he'll be retiring for the second time? Marshawn Lynch. He's now retiring from the Raiders, though.
Yeah, that tricked me. I was like, I don't know.
In 1977, a popular office product was created called Press and Peel. Today it's known as Post-it Notes.
Mm.
Now it has 27 sizes, 54 colors, and it makes $1 billion a year. At over 169 square miles, what's the largest island in Washington? Whidbey Island. And it has over 80,000 residents.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Which one is that? Which island is that?
It's called Whidbey.
Is that one right across? Where is it?
With the naval base on it?
No.
That's a different one?
A different one.
Yeah. It's north. The naval base isn't on an island. It's on the peninsula.
There's one on an island.
We have one because Jubal and I performed there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like an island?
Yeah.
I thought that was on just the peninsula.
That could have been Bainbridge.
No.
Maybe.
Bainbridge doesn't have a naval base.
Port Bridge?
I think you were in Bremerton. Weren't you guys in Bremerton?
Still Swimmish.
Okay.
Portage Road.
How long have we lived in this area?
Quite a while.
Yeah,
over a decade.
I think he refuses to learn.
I still have to use GPS to find my way home every day. My mind just cannot. Yeah. I live 10 minutes from here, and I still have to use GPS a lot.
All right.
Anyway, 1984, what president won the White House with the most electoral votes ever? Ronald Reagan. At a restaurant, what number indicates that they are all out of an item? 86, for example. 86 the meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What animal is known as a sea cow? Manatees. Jolie?
Yes.
You didn't win the cash, but just for playing today, you won a $50 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Market. You can find peak of season produce, natural meats, and fresh nuts along with everyday groceries at a great value.
Great time. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. For more information, go to sprouts.com.
More exciting. She's in the e-coffee business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out, Jolie. All right, we'll play one Brooke's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Winbrook's Box is brought to you by Zeke's Pizza. Order now for delivery on the Zeke's app or at zekespizza.com. Move at 92.5.